It's already a new year on the East Coast, and Texas and Chicago is the next batter up, and San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego and Nevada and Arizona are next. But right now, we're still worshiping God in this teaching. This is part 13, worshiping God. I'm just worshiping God all the way through, because there are some people, some of you, not all of you, but there are some people who are tuning in and they want this word. If that wasn't so, God wouldn't have me giving this word the way that he's given me to do it at God's speed pace. The Lord rebukes some things on behalf of his worshipers. When we worship God in the spirit and when we worship God in truth, he does things for us behind the scenes. The Spirit of the Lord rebuked the appearance of wisdom. The appearance of wisdom. People who appear to come with wisdom, appear to have wisdom. A person, a place, or a thing that appears to have the appearance of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord will rebuke that. He wants us to denounce the appearance of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord rebuked every expression of self-imposed worship and spurious humility. The word spurious means doubtful. The Spirit of the Lord rebuked every expression of self-imposed worship. People who impose worship upon themselves. It's called self-imposed worship and spurious humility. And the Lord wants us to denounce self-imposed worship. Denounce it. First, he denounced the expression of self-imposed worship. And now he wants us to denounce self-imposed worship and spurious humility. Isn't that something? I decree, the Spirit of the Lord rebuked, and I denounce all worship that people choose for themselves without true authorization from God Almighty. Isn't that something? Could you imagine that? There are men and women and children, there are people, groups of people, who actually choose worship for themselves without the authorization of God, which means that they are not in the spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're not spiritual. And they don't know anything about the truth that comes from the gospel. So the Lord has to rebuke them, and he wants us to denounce them. That is all worship that people choose for themselves without true authorization from God Almighty. People be just making up things. So I decree, the Spirit of the Lord rebuke mock humility. Because people mock God because they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the Word of God. They're disobedient against God's Word. They rebel against God. So these are called God mockers. Men and women who mock God. And not only will they mock God, they will mock the men and the women of God who walk with God in a personal relationship. These people have mock humility. And mock humility is connected and attached to what is called human pride. They have human pride. Mock humility is connected with human pride. This is in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 23. Now, I want you to look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18. And I'm going to give you words to apply to yourself how to understand what Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18 is really talking about. Let no man, this also applies to women, let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increase with the increase of God. What does that mean? How do I apply Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18 to myself? Well, I decree on this day and in this very hour for this cause, Father, I come unto you with my request. I decree, I let no one judge me, and I let no one deny my claim to be a true believer. I decree the Spirit of the Lord remove the spirits who delight in false humility from among me, and I not worship angels. That's exactly what that means. We let no man, we let no woman, we let no one individual, certain person, judge us because of our personal relationship with God. We just walk with God, regardless of what people think, regardless of what people say, and regardless of how people feel. Continue to keep your walk with God. I'll be back. And I want you to be prepared for the prayer that's going to close out the teaching on worship, worshiping God. When I come back, it will be the closing prayer, the spirit of true worship through the person of the Holy Spirit as a worshiper of God Almighty. I'm going to close out with a prayer, and you will have received the entire teaching lesson on worship, worshiping God. I'll be right back.